أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكروا إذ أنتم قليل مستضعفون في الأرض تخافون أن يتخطفكم الناس فآواكم وأيدكم بنصره ورزقكم من الطيبات لعلكم تشكرون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 26 of Surah Al-Anfal. After Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminding us of a very fundamental duty of Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar, according to most and according to some, Jihad fi Sabilillah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala calls particularly the Sahaba, but in general the whole Ummah is supposed to recall this aspect of the seerah and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and of course that of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Allah ta'ala says, wadhkuru idh antum qaleel. Remember the time when you were qaleel, you were small in number. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam began this message of Islam, it was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a handful of Sahaba that had accepted this message of Iman and became believers. That is the one aspect of it. Although Islam had grown slowly but surely, but the second aspect was مُسْتَضْعَفُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You were subdued in the land. You were thought to be very weak in the land. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had to make hijrat and they had to go to Abyssinia. Many a Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would conceal his iman. The kind of persecution that Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum had gone through at those early days in Makkah Mukarramah. Eventually Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum moved to Abyssinia. The command of Allah ta'ala had come that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam must make hijrat. Sahaba began to make hijrat. Many of them had left even before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left Makkah. تَخَافُونَ أَيَّتَخَطَّفَكُمُ النَّاسِ. Then you feared that people, now this word, أَيَّتَخَطَّفَكُمُ النَّاسِ, actually means to snatch you. That you feared that people will snatch you. Many different meanings. One is that they will totally destroy you. One meaning is they may begin to kidnap you and they will take you away and you people will not know your whereabouts. That was the general fear of Sahaba at that time. And again, it wasn't the fear of life that Sahaba had. It was the fear that nobody will make the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the surface of the earth. All they wanted was to make Allah's ibadat in ease and in peace. فَآوَاكُمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted you a secure place. Allah had granted you protection. Allah ta'ala had granted you refuge. That is when the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had come that now go to Madina Tayyiba. Sahaba, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this process of hijrah had begun. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to a great extent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given protection to Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. وَأَيَّدَكُمْ بِنَصْرِهِ. And the second is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had assisted you with His help, the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. By and large, ulama have stated, here the reference is the battle of Badr, that you were ill-equipped, you were small in number, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nusrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help had come to you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, wadhkuru, remember all of this. And then on top of that, وَرَزَقَكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. You had made the great sacrifice. You left everything behind in Makkah. Many had left their homes, their properties. Many had left their wealth. Some of them left their families. And they had made hijrat and they had come to Medina. And they had absolutely nothing in Medina Munawwara. وَرَزَقَكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had then sustained you from the pure, and that was the booty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had availed for Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum at the time of the Battle of Badr, and many Sahaba had taken that and they had sold it so that they would continue their lives. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Why all of this? So that you will make shukr and you will appreciate Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls this whole ummah to look back at those difficult days in Makkah Mukarramah, how the Sahaba would have survived, how they did survive the persecution they had gone through. But obviously for them there was one thing, and that was the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would survive, and for them the greatness of Allah ta'ala should come into their hearts. And in this way Allah also reminds us that in many different ways many of us had also started with a great deal of difficulty, weaknesses, etc. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given us much insofar as deen is concerned, insofar as dunya is concerned. We should never ever forget those days of difficulties, so that we will all make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.